Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including NBA Summer League, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very pleasant good day to you and welcome to 100 Yards of Football here with Vincent Turner and this morning the former NFL scout, Mr. Daniel Kelly does another deep dive on a big quarterback coming possibly into the NFL. He's Grayson McCall and he's the poor man's Justin Hebert. That's also ascribed by Mr. Daniel Kelly. Grayson McCall from Carolina, Coastal Carolina to be exact, the 6'3", 200 pounder, today gets explored by Daniel Kelly and Vincent Turner right here on 100 Yards of Football. Stick and stay.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. The guy we're going to highlight is the beautiful Mr. Mark Bassett, Grayson McCall, quarterback out of Coastal Carolina. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. One more time, if you like the video, as we're going to break this young man down, please come in and share. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. The gentleman that joins me every week, I consider him the best scout out there. I'm not talking about ESPN. I'm not talking about NFL Network. I'm talking about right here on 100 Yards Football, coming to us live out of Key West, Florida. My man, Daniel Kelly, studied under two of the greatest coaches in the game, Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells. So, if you like the video on Grayson McCall, quarterback out of Coastal Carolina, please enjoy what we have to say. How you doing this morning, Mr. Daniel Kelly?
Hey, I'm doing really well, Mr. Turner. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, man. Football is right around the corner. I don't know how many days. I know the Hall of Fame game is coming up next month. I think the first week in August. So I'm ready to go, man. It's a special time of year when the season kicks off on the high school level, on the college level, and on the pro level. So as the great John Ward used to say, in the state of Tennessee where I'm from, it's football time in the state of the United States. Tell us about Grayson McCall this morning, sir.
Absolutely, Mr. Turner, and you're absolutely correct. There is a buzz in the air right now with football around the corner, and you can see it all over social media as teams are going to start reporting the camp here real soon, and we're going to be putting the ball on the proverbial tee, as they say. Today, we're going to be looking at Grayson McCall, as you mentioned, the quarterback you see there on your screen, Coastal Carolina. He has nice size at 6'3", 210 pounds. Statistically, last year in 2021, he was 176 out of 241 for a 73% completion rate, 2,873 yards for 11.9 yard average. You want to highlight that average to our listeners, because what does that mean? That means this young man can drive the ball down the field, is what that average illustrates. He had 27 touchdowns and just on three interceptions, which is also a real nice ratio when it comes to touchdown interception. Of course, I'm probably one of the only, if not the only, draft analyst in America that holds himself accountable to the game film. I don't sing with the choir and I don't get along to go along and have the same opinion as everybody else. I actually look at the game film. 2021, I looked at McCall against Kansas. Texas, Northern Illinois, and also Appalachian State. Before I get started, I want to talk a little bit about the importance of the level of competition in scouting in the process. Because when you look at a Coastal Carolina and you look at who they played and you look at those stats, this is real important for aspiring scouts out there. You have to weigh that in. You have to take that consideration. Now, McCall had nice stats, but you have to look at the schedule and look at who he played against. McCall's not playing the Alabama and Georgias of the world. Now, at first glance, as you guys mentioned with me coming into the show, he does remind me, the first thought I had, I don't control the thoughts, they just come into my mind. He does remind me of a poor man's Justin Herbert, is what went through my mind, as I mentioned, when I watched him. All the talk, okay, around Grayson McCall circles around the fact that he put up the best passing efficiency number in college football since 1956, okay? His passing efficiency number came out at 207.65. Let's unpack that for a moment and put that in perspective. Okay, C.J. Stroud, who's my QB1 on my big board right now for the 2023 NFL draft, had a passing efficiency number, rather, of 186.56. Okay, what does that mean in terms of, like, context of looking back at past quarterbacks? Okay, throughout the years, Mac Jones was 203.1, Joe Burrow 202, Tua Tagovailoa 199.4, Kyler Murray 199.2, Baker Mayfield 198.9, Zach Wilson 196.4, RG3 189.5, Jameis Winston 184.8, and Cam Newton 182. Why do I mention all those names? Those are all past and previous first-round draft picks, and Grayson McCall there on your screen again had a higher passer efficiency than all of them last season. Very, very impressive, and something that really stands out, and that's what really has Grayson McCall on the map and in a lot of first-round discussions right now on NFLMockDraftDatabase.com. Does this mean, do I think, as a former NFL scout, do I think that we should be looking at Grayson McCall in the first round? No. Why not? Well, let's first unpack the positives. There's a lot of positive to talk about with McCall, okay? This is a tough quarterback, okay? There it is. You're looking at him. He's mobile. He can slide around. He can maneuver well in the pocket. He's scrappy. He can take off and run. He's not afraid to do that whatsoever. He's an option type quarterback. In fact, a television commentator mentioned he's been running a version of the option offense since he was in middle school. He has what I would say and label as phenomenal ball handling skills in the pocket. He actually, when he runs a play action, it actually looks convincing. It's not just like a lot of these quarterbacks, like a robotic play, you know, just going through the motions. He's somebody that has an above average arm for the NFL. That's something that stood out as well. What really stood out was he has very good ball placement in the short to intermediate levels. Now, ball placement is different than accuracy, okay? Ball placement is something that is much more important. Now, accuracy, a lot of times when it comes to completion percentage, you know, when you look at these stats, sometimes you can have wide receivers out there making acrobatic catches, you know, jumping, diving, whatever they're doing. Now, ball placement means that McCall places a ball right on the hands where it needs to be, and he gives his receivers optimal opportunity to yakety-yak yards after the catch. Very, very important. That's one of his strongest attributes to go along with his ball handling. This young man is poised. He has a nice slant route that he throws, nice bubble screens to the receivers. He works the perimeters of the field outside the numbers exceptionally well. He's fairly downfield minded. This is a scouting phrase that I've coined. What does downfield minded mean? It means that he's not focused so much on the pass rush. He's more focused on driving the ball down the field. We circle back to the average per completion of 11.9 yards. It's very important. This guy drives an offense down the field. He's somebody who's capable, but a little inconsistent with a quick release. And for the most part, Grayson McCall avoids dangerous passes, which is very important too. You do not want to put the ball on defenders' fingertips or linebackers or defensive linemen tipping the ball at the line of scrimmage. And he tends to avoid that, which is very positive. Now, looking at the negatives, unpacking the minuses here and my scouting notes. Somewhat robotic mechanics, okay? He looks pretty well-schooled, a little too robotic for my taste. Needs to be more consistent, as I just touched on, with the quick release. He's capable but inconsistent. Sometimes he holds the ball too long, moves around in the pocket. He takes sacks. In other words, he takes losses for the offense, which a lot of these college quarterbacks do. I would love to see them throw the ball away and live to see another down, but a lot of these guys just take the sacks, himself included. A big concern with Grayson McCall is something that I want our listeners to really highlight and pay attention to as they watch him in this season. This is the first quarterback I've seen this issue with in the last couple of years. It is communication concerns, okay? Four different times in three different games, there were broken plays. He turned around to hand the ball off to the running back. The running back wasn't there. He was on the other side. He threw the ball. The receiver broke to the right. He threw the ball to the left type of thing. That is a concern that I'm going to be paying very close attention to, is the communication concerns that he illustrated and put on game film in those three games. One fumbled snap, a fumble in the pocket, and pressure his face really bothers him. And this is something that the TV commentators picked up too. It's pressure through the B gaps, pressure to the inside seems to rattle him a little bit more. That seems to be a way that defenses were able to attack him. That's something I have highlighted in my notes. And the big one is his accuracy. I mean, we talk about passing efficiency, right? And we brag about how efficient he is and how accurate he is. Well, his passing efficiency absolutely went downhill in the red zone. And that's probably my biggest concern about Grayson McCall, is from about the 20 in, the closer he got to the end zone, he didn't hit anything that I saw, really, maybe like one touchdown. And as I said in my article this week for Jets Country SI, McCall, I see him, you know, if I'm in an NFL war room and his name comes up and the owner's in there and everybody's sitting in there, to me, he's a tweener. I referenced the fact that, you know, he's a poor man's Justin Herbert, obviously the great quarterback that plays out for the Chargers. I do see that. But this guy is not a franchise quarterback, but yet he's not a third string clipboard holder either. Okay. To me, he reminds me a lot as an NFL comp to quarterback Chase Daniels, who's carved out a very nice career for himself being a backup quarterback. And that really, in my mind, for my money, on my roster, McCall is an ideal number two quarterback. He's just got to show, he's got to show a deep game that's consistent to me, which I didn't really see in their offense. He needs to improve in the ball placement inside the red zone. That's got to get better. And the communication thing is a really big concern for me. Now, if he cleans up those three areas, it is distinctly possible that Grayson McCall could sneak into the bottom of the first round. But right now, he's my QB4 behind my big board behind C.J. Stroud, Spencer Rattler, Tanner McKee. And I'm putting a second round grade on McCall right now. And again, the level of competition, as I pointed out earlier, plays a role as well. I think that, he's just somebody that's a quarterback to keep an eye on. But you don't want to overvalue him by not taking that level of competition into consideration. Your thoughts, Mr. Turner, on Grayson McCall, quarterback, Coastal Carolina.
Make a long story short, I like Grayson McCall. Looking at all the players coming in the 2020 NFL draft, 2021, 2022, I love the young man's story. I love the intangibles. Here's a guy, Indian Trail, North Carolina, the 704 in the house. The guy was a two-star quarterback, but he put over 3,800 yards passing and over 3,000 yards rushing. So he was a dual threat guy. Then he wasn't even ranked in the top 3,000 players. But some way, somehow, Coastal Carolina saw something in him. And when he got to school, he was like third on the depth chart. But 2020 turned around for him. See, it's something my father, Chester Turner, always say. Don't never judge the book by its cover. See, Grayson McCall came out of nowhere. And the thing I love about him, it's not where you go. It's what you do when you get there. And then, yeah, he played at Coastal Carolina. Yeah, small schools. But when you look at this great game in the NFL history, you got to think about Ken Anderson, Cincinnati Bengals, Jim Hart, Southern Illinois, St. Louis Cardinals, Ted Bradshaw, L.A. Tech, Louisiana Tech, Dave Craig, Milton College, Ken O'Brien, Cal Davis, oh Lord, Tony Romo, Eastern Illinois, Phil Sims, Morehead State, Kurt Warner, Northern Illinois, Neil Lomax, Portland State. So I don't really get into where you played at in the competition. It's what you did when you got there. Think about the young man. He started in 2020. Coastal Carolina wasn't even on the map. The Eye of the Tiger. He led Coastal Carolina to their first undefeated season. They beat two ranked teams that year. Louisiana, any outperform your boy who's right now starting for the New York Jets, Zach Wilson. Then the school's first ranking in the Associated Press. Coastal Carolina became 12th ranked in 2020. And he led them to their first championship in any sport. Co-champions of the Sun Belt. You're talking about a young man that had all the odds and then put this school on the map down there in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I think it's no question about it. I would look at him seriously in the first round. Then look at his stature, 6'3". Outstanding athlete. Very accurate with the football from what I see. I'm not trying to do your job this morning, Daniel, but I'm just what Vince Turner saying this morning. But this is what I love about him. He threw 28 touchdowns in 2020. Then he come back with 27. He started two seasons at Coastal Carolina, over 5,300 yards, 71 completion percentage. He's special, man. And one thing that I love about Grayson McCall, he's a guy that can handle any situation. He can deal with adversity. Like Heath Barkley on the Big Valley. Festus on Gunsmoke. Lil Joe Cartwright on Bonanza. Doc Holliday. This kid is a football player. Indian Trail, North Carolina, right outside Charlotte. And he seized this opportunity. He wouldn't care if he was playing at Longview Elementary in Douglasville, Georgia. He was going to make it happen. And when I look at him, the guy was a two-star coming out of high school. Chattanooga wanted him, Appalachian State, but no Power Five schools wanted him. But what I love about him, he was making the decision to go into the NFL draft last year. But also, too, there were some Power Five schools out there lurking. Mr. McCall, we'd like you to come play at our school. He said, no. I'm going to stay committed to the school I'm at, Coastal Carolina. And I'm going to perform at a high level this year. That's what I love about him more, loyalty. One more time, think about it. The young man came out of nowhere. He was a two-star recruit. He got the Coastal Carolina as a third stringer. Then in 2020, he took the school to their first ever undefeated season. Took them to a ranking of number 12 in the country. And he beat BYU that year. with a quarterback that got drafted high in Zach Wilson, that started with the New York Jets on Broadway Neon Lights. I'm sorry. Just not on his skill set. I'm drafting a young man because I know I got somebody that can deal with adversity. And it don't matter where you go. One more time, Kurt Warner, Northern Illinois. Tony Romo, Eastern Illinois. Oh, my God. Greg Landry, UMass. Dave Craig, Milton College. John Kitna, Eastern Central Washington. Jim Hart, Southern Illinois. Jeff Garcia, San Jose State. Ted Bradshaw, Louisiana Tech. Ken Anderson, Augusta. Phil Sims, Morehead State. It don't matter. And the great one from the state of Mississippi, Steve McNair, baby. It don't matter where you go. It's what you do when you get there. And Grayson McCall came out of nowhere. The Tiger, Doc Holliday. That young man can play, man. Final words today about Mr. Grayson McCall, 704, Indian Trail, North Carolina, here on 100 Yards of Football.
Absolutely, Mr. Turner. Well, I was never a big Zach Wilson fan to begin with. I said he was going to be a bust, so that's okay to clear that up. But no, you know, you make a lot of great points, and I don't hold the fact that he's a small school guy against him. I say it's just important to factor that into the evaluation process. And again, I'm not killing the guy. I'm putting a second-round grade on him. And this is an ideal quarterback, I feel. And you brought up a lot of good points, Mr. Turner, and a lot of positives and attributes that teams have to, you know, pay close attention to here heading into the 2023 draft. And I do, you know, just to echo what you said, I do love the fact that he stayed loyal to Coastal Carolina and didn't leave to go to another school. This is an ideal quarterback, a number two. Okay, Joe Gibbs, Hall of Fame coach, okay, the guy that I learned from and watched growing up, okay, he said that the backup quarterback is the second most important position on your football team because obviously you're one snap away from McCall being in the game, you know, potentially. This is a guy that's a excellent type of quarterback to go into a team with an established starter, okay? Who am I talking about? The Dallas Cowboys, your team, Mr. Turner, you know, drafting this guy in the second round. A team like the Los Angeles Rams with Matthew Stafford, bringing a guy in like this to put him behind Stafford and learn for a year or two. Maybe a team like the Buffalo Bills with a Josh Allen, you bring in Grayson McCall in the second round. Because the things I do love most about him is he's very well versed in the ball handling. And again, in terms of the ball placement, I can't talk about that enough. The importance of ball placement. Putting the ball where the receiver, the optimum place where the receiver can catch it and stride, run through it, much like Mac Jones used to do at the University of Alabama. Very, very important. This is a guy that can actually come into the game for you in an NFL game, and he can actually hold his own, and he can lead a team for more of an extended period of time. That's why I love the comp to Chase Daniel. This is somebody who's an ideal number two who can grow behind a superstar quarterback in the National Football League. I like him. I'm excited to see what he's going to do in the upcoming season. And if he can maintain that really high, the highest since 1956, passing efficiency number.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'd like to give special thanks to our producer who's making it happen today, Mr. Logan Landers. To the gentleman that brought the video up, great introduction, Mr. Marky B. Bass.
Absolutely.
My final words about Grayson McCall is just like my father, Chester Turner, says down in Memphis, Tennessee. Don't judge a book by its cover. The young man was a two-star recruit out of Indian Trail, North Carolina, and he took a program Coastal Carolina, not the University of Georgia, not Alabama, not Tennessee, not the mighty USC Trojans out there in California, Yai. He took this school to a number 12 ranking. So, Grayson McCall, as the great lead singer, Funnel Queen, the great Freddie Mercury. We will, rock you. You got mud on your face. Kicking your can all over the place. We will rock you. Grayson McCall, he rocking down there at Coastal Carolina. Thank you and be blessed this morning here on 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.